Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Lunchtime Live NT. But we want to talk about this story today. You heard Eamon mention it there in the news bulletin a few moments ago. Michael D. Higgins, the president, saying that he chose not to go to this ceremony in Armagh next month as it had become politicised. He's also denied that he snubbed Britain's Queen Elizabeth to commemorate this event, to commemorate the partition of Ireland and the establishment of Northern Ireland. There had been some suggestion that there'd be no consultation with government about this, but you just heard Eamon playing the piece there. The Foreign Affairs Minister, Simon Coveney, has now confirmed there was consultation between the Department of Foreign Affairs and Arasan Uachtaráin on the issue. Simon Coveney there saying that the president made his own decision not to attend the event and the final call lay with him. I'm sure there was going to be an awful lot more discussion around what exactly did that consultation entail. Was Michael D. Higgins right not to go to the event? It's 53106 if you want to get in touch with us here on the programme. Kay is with us on the line. Kay, do you think President Higgins made the right call here?
Hi, Andrea. Yes, I think he absolutely did. I was absolutely delighted when I heard it.
Why?
This is a commemoration, whether they say it's a celebration or not. It's a commemoration. It's a marking of the partition of our country. And, you know, that has been a pretty sad thing going on through the years and leading to troubles and everything else. And there is absolutely no reason why he needs to be there. It's not as if it's a debate, either political or a social debate. It's a religious service. It's a Christian event. It's a service. Also, the Queen of England may be there. She may not, whatever. But that is completely irrelevant. She didn't invite him to this. So he can't snub somebody who has also been invited. You know, that's not snubbing here. It's absolutely not okay. Snubbing. The head of state of another country. That doesn't come into it.
Is it not just recognising a fact? Partition happened.
Partition did happen, yeah. But do we have to go somewhere to sit in a church to, you know, mark it? It did happen, yeah. It did. But, you know, I think we should be moving forward. And Michael D has always been one for moving forward. He's always been one for human rights, first of all, international and everything. And he's always been somebody greatly involved in reconciliation.
Hmm. Well, that's
so
actually
part of the title,
Kay, part of the aim of this event, according to the details, that there was, you know, it was to look at the commitment to peace and healing and to reconciliation. So for those reasons, should he not have gone?
No. There are other ways of being reconciliating. There are plenty of other platforms. This is a church service, you know. It's literally sitting in a pew in a church. So it's not contributing anything. He wouldn't be asked to speak or to contribute anything. He would just be there. And he has no need to be there. We have no need for him to be there, and it would be just not right to celebrate this. I also think he was very good in not. It wasn't put out that it, you know, didn't fit in with his diary. It's not that he was meeting up with the president of Banalistan or wherever. You know, he has said that he's not going for the reason that he's not going and been truthful and honest about it, which is just as important as him not going.
He also said in the comments that he made in Rome, because it's the first time, I mean, there's been a lot of chat about this during the week, but I suppose last night is the first time that he actually addressed it. He said that the religious event had become a political statement. Is he not the one who's made this political, though?
No, I don't think so, no. I think church and politics are, you know, often horribly entwined, which they never should be. But that's not our president that has made it that at all.
He's...
And it was quite right to stand up and say no. He also did look to our Department of Foreign Affairs and waited for an answer from them. And got no particular strong opinion back as to whether he didn't or he didn't go. So they didn't see it. I mean, Simon Coveney has spoken on this. They didn't see it. Simon Coveney didn't and doesn't see it as a snub or as a missed opportunity.
Yeah,
for
he said, he heard him there. He said it was the final call on this lay with the president. One of the other points.
Yes. But he was happy to do that. And I mean, the president, you know, doesn't have huge powers, but does have some powers. And he was entitled to do that. If they had thought that it wasn't a good idea for him to decline, they would have told him so. They really would.
Michael D. Higgins made comments last night too where he said, they keep referring to me as the President of the Republic of Ireland. I'm the President of Ireland. Do you think he was snubbed there?
Oh, not a serious snub. Not terribly serious. No, I mean, maybe they should have got that right. You know, they should have got it right. not a huge snub in the grand scale of things, but just another little thing that they could have got right.
Just a little dig.
That's not the main issue here. The main issue is that he shouldn't go and sit in a pew in a church and mark the partition of our country, which has been a very sad thing, which wasn't just sad at the time. It continues to cause.
Okay.
To cause trouble. I'm not advocating unification tomorrow or anything. I'm just saying we don't need to go and celebrate it.
1890 453 106, if you want to join us here on Lunchtime Live. Kay, stay with us. Jamie Bryson is the editor of Unionist Voice and is with us here too on Lunchtime Live. Jamie, a lot of reaction from listeners even so far. You heard Kay there a few moments ago. Was Michael D. Higgins, the president, right not to attend this event?
Well, it's a matter for himself whether he wants to attend or not. I'm not going to lose any sleep while Mr. Higgins attends or doesn't. But I think what it does illuminate is that the unionist community in Northern Ireland are continually lectured and we're told about reconciliation and these grand gestures. But it seems to be all the reconciliation and gestures have to come from our community. And when it comes to something as simple as celebrating or commemorating the fact of the partitioning of Ireland, then he cannot do that. And the reason, one of the reasons I noticed this morning he gave, and I heard you briefly alluded to it there, was that the invite referred to the President of the Republic of Ireland rather than the President of Ireland. I mean, he is the President of the Republic of Ireland. He's not the President of Ireland. Ireland was partitioned and he has absolutely
no, he's the President of Ireland.
Well, no, he's not. He can call himself whatever he wants, but Ireland has two jurisdictions, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland.
Well, unionists mightn't regard him as their president, but he is. You think he's not the President of Ireland?
No, he's not the President of Ireland. He has no jurisdiction within Northern Ireland. So he can call himself whatever he wants. I mean, I can call myself whatever I want, or let's start calling it the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Ireland, and we'll the unionist community will just claim jurisdiction over Ireland. He has no jurisdiction in Northern Ireland, and he can call himself whatever he wants, but Northern Ireland is a sovereign part of the United Kingdom.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with Michael D. Higgins.
Do you see this event as a commemoration, a celebration, or do you see it as it's a fact, partition happened? The event is based around commitment, as I mentioned, to peace and healing and reconciliation, and it's there to recognise something that happened.
Well, it is a matter of historical fact that partition happened and we now have two jurisdictions, one part of the United Kingdom and the other part of the island of Ireland is a sovereign country in and of itself. So from those within my community, of course, partition is something to celebrate. The 100 years of Northern Ireland is something to celebrate. Others may take a different view, but whatever way it cuts, it's a historical fact. And it's something which should be commemorated. Some people may choose to celebrate it. Some people may choose to commemorate it. But whatever way it cuts, it's a historical fact. And I mean, look, I'm not overly fussed whether he goes or doesn't go. I've never been a great fan of all the great gestures and all the superficial gestures and the notion of reconciliation and as part of this so-called process, because actually the whole process in Northern Ireland is always about unionism must give and nationalism must get. And we see that again, that unionism has to consistently make these gestures for the reconciliation. But when it comes to any gestures towards our community, then there's none forthcoming. And,
well,
and I would imagine
Foster didn't attend an event down in Dublin to mark the centenary a couple of years ago for 1916. She didn't come to that.
and which was right not to do so.
No, but the point, your point being that, you know, that it's that that unionists are the ones that are, you know, are giving all the time, but that's not the case.
Well, it is the case. You know, anybody that lives in Northern Ireland over the last 23 years will know the whole peace process is predicated upon that unionism must consistently give and perpetually give. And nationalism must perpetually get in terms of these gestures, in terms of concessions, and that's the way the whole peace process was set up, and that's what it's predicated upon. And I mean, look, this is a pretty superficial issue. The President of the Republic of Ireland can come or not come. I don't particularly care whether he does or doesn't. But the point of the matter is, partition happened. Northern Ireland has been there for 100 years, and people like me will hope it'll be there for 100 more.
Right, okay. Andrea's on the line too in Wexford. Do you think Michael D. Higgins should have accept it?
Now, only from the point of view maybe of a non-loyalist or non-unionist person living in the north who might have worked very hard to break down the divides across the community, whether in schools or workplace or sport or music, it might be nice to have somebody who is the President of Ireland quietly representing that community at this event, maybe not wearing a union jack or putting up the bunting at the Oras, but just quietly representing.
So it's about the kind of the friendship part and the reconciliation and building a bridge, Andrea. That's why you think he should go.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Okay. God, nobody could dream of asking him to go to commemorate the partition of the island, but maybe to represent the people who are of a different persuasion or a Republican or a nationalist persuasion who are working hard to increase inclusivity and improve daily life up there.
Okay.
Okay,
Seamus is with us too on the line in Roscommon. Seamus, do you think that if the President Michael D. Higgins were to attend this event in Armagh, well, as you heard, some people mentioned there a celebration of partition. Is it a step too far?
It's a personal matter for the President himself. The fact of the matter is that 100 years ago, England annexed 6 of our Irish counties. And they've held on to them ever since. Now, the people that live there, half of them call themselves British. They're entitled to do that. But there's nothing wrong with being British and living in Ireland any more than there was anything wrong with Irish people living in England. You don't lose your Irishness or your Britishness. But the fact of the matter is that the president of our country, it's a personal thing for him. He could not and should not attend the celebration of the annexation of 6 of our counties. Imagine, just take the Ukraine, for instance. If the President of Russia invited the President of the Ukraine to Crimea to celebrate the annexation of Crimea, would he go? I don't think so.
Okay. And even, you know, as an event that's part of a sort of a wider service, and I mentioned that point as well, Seamus, around kind of peace and healing, and the fact that the Queen, Britain's Queen Elizabeth, has been invited as well, you don't think as the head of state he should go to an event that recognises,
no,
if you want to use that word, recognises that? No. What about the consultation?
I'm not anti-British. I've lived a good while of my life in England, and I have a lot of English friends. I'm totally not anti-British, but I don't think it's the right thing to do in the present time.
Does it change things at all that we've had confirmation today from the Foreign Affairs Minister that there was consultation? I heard the short piece of Simon Coveney there in the news bulletin. The fact that there was consultation between the Department of Foreign Affairs and Áras an Uachtaráin on the issue.
It's well, as he said himself, it was the President's personal view that he couldn't attend in the circumstances, and that's fair enough. If he feels that he shouldn't do, and he's rightly so, because he is the President of Ireland, and Ireland is 32 counties. Now, there are 6 of them have been taken from us. So, whatever that man, that, can't think of his name, that unionist fellow that was on before.
Jamie, yeah, Jamie's still with us as well, Jamie Bryson, yeah.
Whether he likes it or not, if you're born in Ireland, you're Irish. Now, you can be British Irish. If you're born in Wales, you're Welsh. If Scots the same. And if Scotsmen were living in England, they wouldn't be English. They'd be Welsh. Scots. They'd be Scots. That's the way it is.
So Michael Dean Higgins, you know, talking about the fact they keep referring to me as the President of the Republic of Ireland when I'm the President of Ireland. Do you see that as a snub to Michael Dean Higgins, Seamus, or do you think he was right to point that out?
I think he sees it from his point of view, which is his Britishness, which I don't deny he's entitled to. But the president, our president, was elected as President of Ireland. No place to say the President of the Republic of Ireland.
Kay, you're still with us as well. Simon Coveney, yep. They're talking about the consultation between Foreign Affairs Department and the ARIS about this, or on the issue, I think were the words that Simon Coveney used there a few moments ago. Does that change it at all for you? Because I think we'd initially, there'd been a suggestion that there hadn't been communication with government.
No, I suppose it just reinforces it. I didn't have a problem with it, you know, before we heard that he had contacted Foreign Affairs, but it simply reinforces it now. It just seems like the right decision. The last speaker from Roscommon, I'm sorry, I didn't get his name.
Seamus,
right. You know, it's quite a good analogy to compare it to, you know, the Russians in biting Ukraine to celebrate the annexation of Crimea. Yeah, it's about the same.
This texter says 100% he shouldn't go. Why should he celebrate the partition of our country?
Yeah.
Damien has got in touch. People seem to overlook the Queen is also head of the Church of England, so perhaps she's attending in that capacity. I think our president correct not to attend this event. If the event is one of hope rather than celebration of the partition of Ireland, and if that hope was in the belief that partition is about to end, then the president should attend. But other than that, no, he shouldn't attend, according to John. Keep them coming into us. 53106 is the number. Jamie, just on a final note, you've heard the reaction there from a number of our callers. Does it kind of sour relations a little bit now?
Well, I think anybody that lives in Northern Ireland will be aware that the relationships between North-South relationships between unionists and the Irish government are at an all-time low. I don't see them getting better anytime soon, because the partitioning that's on the minds of most unionists in Northern Ireland is actually the attempt to partition the United Kingdom with the border in the Irish Sea. So if it's possible to sour the relationships even further with the Irish government, maybe, but I can't see how that's possible, because I've never known such hostility from the unionist community towards the Irish government, certainly in my lifetime, in any event.
Right, we're going to come back to this a little bit later. Jamie Bryson, editor of Unionist Voice. Kay, Seamus and Andrea, thank you for getting in touch with us here on the programme. It's 1890 453 106.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk,
brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Big reaction, the big story today, this story about Michael D. Higgins denying that he's snubbing, denies the snub over the event to attend that's been attended by Queen Elizabeth. He said he chose not to go to the ceremony in Armagh next month because he says it became politicised. The Foreign Affairs Minister, in the last hour and a half today, says Michael D. Higgins made his own decision not to attend the event, marking the centenary of Northern Ireland. What do you think? Was he right to go? Or right, I should say, not to go? Was it the correct decision to make? Some of our listeners here in the News Talk text line, I agree with the gentleman from Galway. Michael D. Higgins was elected by the Irish people to represent us. He shouldn't make a personal decision. I'm very disappointed with him on this and his advisers. Top marks, though, says this texter, to Michael D. for properly representing the views of the Irish people by not attending a humiliating ceremony to mark the partition of Ireland. Ruth in Dublin says, commemoration is an act of showing respect. No Irish person is obliged to respect an act of British colonialism. It's not appropriate and shouldn't be happening. Not commemorating that doesn't mean Michael D isn't committed to a positive future of peace and collaboration in the North, but asking him to celebrate British imperialism on behalf of Irish people is absolutely absurd. We're going to talk about this in 20 minutes' time. The reaction to this in the text line today is completely mixed. It certainly appears to me you're either for Michael D or you're against Michael D on this. There doesn't seem to be any grey area. But look, as I said, we will come back to it. 1890 453 106 if you want to join us on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
The big story here on Lunchtime Live today, the story that you're all reacting to on 53106 on the text line, the decision by Michael D. Higgins, the president, not to attend this commemoration event in Armagh next month, the event to commemorate the partition of Ireland and the establishment of Northern Ireland. The Foreign Affairs Minister, Simon Coveney, today says that, look, the president's decision not to attend the marking of the centenary of the North must be respected. It has prompted criticism, though, from both sides. Mixed reaction on the text line, as I said. Porrick says, under no circumstances should the president attend the event. Partition isn't something to be celebrated. Another listener, why I don't often agree with Michael D. Higgins. He's correct in refusing not to attend this particular event in Northern Ireland. It's like the Israel inviting Palestinians to celebrate the foundation of the Israel state. Keep the messages coming into us, 53106. William is on the line in County Down. William, thanks for getting in touch with us here on the show. You were listening to the conversation we had earlier on. Was Michael D. Higgins, was the president, do you think he snubbed Britain's Queen Elizabeth?
I don't think so. I think he has been placed in a very, very awkward situation here. Indeed, I think it actually begs the question as to, you know, why was he actually invited? I don't actually see how that the President of Ireland could be expected to come to a church service which is pretending to portray itself as celebrating the partition of Ireland. I'm not speaking from a particularly nationalist point of view here, myself personally speaking, but I find it difficult to accept the fact that he was even invited, and I think the position he was put in was very, very difficult. And I think if he had attended, there would probably be an awful lot of nationalists living here in Northern Ireland who would actually feel quite let down by the fact that he had decided to accept the invitation. I don't see at all in any way that he's snubbing the Queen, because it's not the Queen who's inviting him. I mean, she has been invited. I'm assuming she's going to attend. And, of course, it has given unionist politicians, in particular Geoffrey Donaldson of the DUP, it has given them the perfect opportunity to beat the drum over something, I mean, which I think is actually really quite rich for the DUP this week, given that they are saying they're not going to take part in any North-South bodies, yet they're now complaining that he's not going to come North. It's not that many years ago that the previous leader of the DUP would have been standing outside that church service if the then President of Ireland had come up to attend it, and they would have been beating the drum and flying the flag, claiming that he had no right to actually be in Northern Ireland at all.
I mean,
so it's a classic example in this country of where you can't do right and you can't do wrong.
Right. It was a religious service, and I suppose a reconciliation event. I mean, is it not important that the President of Ireland would attend that?
No, I don't think so, because this whole business about the centenary of the formation of Northern Ireland has in itself almost been a divisive concept from the word go. This was portrayed back when Arlene Foster was First Minister, that in this calendar year, that the centenary of Northern Ireland was going to involve a large number of events celebrating the actual formation of Northern Ireland. It's actually been quite a divisive concept in itself, because there are quite a large number of people in Northern Ireland who are opposed to the formation of Northern Ireland, and quite a growing number of people who are deeply unhappy with the way that the country has gone. And that's why there's been so much debate about a border poll and cross-border cooperation and what have you, and almost like a de-Britishness of Northern Ireland. So it's going to be a religious service. If it's just a purely religious service, then I don't see any need for them to invite politicians or heads of state at all. They could just as easily have gone ahead. But the centenary of Northern Ireland, it's almost been forgotten here in Northern Ireland. And we've had a number of flags, of course, flying about it. But really, it's a bit of a non-event. This is just a perfect storm, I think, and just an opportunity for those who wish to make a point that they're able to go ahead and do it. My feeling is he was put in an incredibly awkward position. Mm. Incredibly awkward.
Do you not think it was Michael D. Higgins, the president, who has actually made this a political statement by not attending? Because I wonder, would we even be talking about this today, William, if he'd have gone? Would there have been any discussion if he just went and there was no fuss about it?
But then we have to ask ourselves the question about how he sees his role and his position. Would it be right for him, as the President of Ireland, to have attended that just to keep everybody happy? I would say that there would have been a lot of people from the nationalist side of the House here in Northern Ireland who would have been quite unhappy if he had decided to attend that. I really do believe so. Indeed, I'm not aware of any. I've been keeping an eye on this morning myself. I'm not aware of any nationalist-oriented politicians here in Northern Ireland who are actually criticising him for not attending the service.
So you think he was right to turn down the invitation and not to go?
On balance, I think he probably was. I don't feel that in any way he's been disrespectful to me as somebody who comes from the unionist community by not attending that this service. I have to be honest with you, and maybe this gives away my own personal feelings about it. If there was a similar service in my own parish church here, I don't think I would go to it. Because I don't actually see why we need a church service to celebrate the likes of what was essentially a political activity.
Well, most unionists
think we can separate the two.
Most don't regard Michael D. Higgins as their president.
Well, that is true. But I don't. Well, you're saying most don't, but I think I know what you mean. But I think that there is a changing landscape here in Northern Ireland. And, you know, there is the prospect that in a few years' time we may be able to vote in the presidential election, in which case we could regard whoever his successor would be as president. Plus, you have to also remember the very large number of people in Northern Ireland now who hold Irish passports, who therefore maybe feel just maybe more Irish than British when it comes to certain things. And would maybe have felt it was inappropriate for him to have been at the event itself. As I say, it was a fine decision. I'm sure he gave it a lot of thought. And I just feel he was put in an impossible situation, an impossible position.
Okay. All right. Listen, William, thank you for getting in touch with us. We'll leave it there. William in County Down, 1890-453-106, if you want to join us here on Lunchtime Live. John is on the line in Dublin. John, do you agree with William? Was the president, was Michael D. Higgins put in an impossible position?
I do, Andrea. Yeah. And I think it was not maybe planned like that, but when this was being put together, it was promoted as a religious service or ceremony of hope. Now, if that hope was in regards to partition coming to an end, then I'd say Mr. Higgins should have gone. But that's a point made. One of your texters made that point earlier, and that's what made me call into you, that it is a very good point, but it's not a religious service or ceremony of hope in regards to petition ending. It is a political issue.
I think it was a service, a religious service, a religious event, I think was how it was described.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
With
a
focus on
a ceremony of hope.
Yeah.
That's what they called the first.
Commitment to peace and healing and reconciliation.
Yeah, I can't think how that can be. Like, petition has been divisive in any country that it was forced on, Andrea. Same here. But there's no, I don't think peace and reconciliation can come about until the end of partition comes about, regardless of whether it's Mr. Higgins in office or, you know, whoever it is in Kildare Street. I don't think that'll make any difference unless the main issue itself is solved.
Okay.
And this service or this ceremony or this commemoration of partition is not going to bring the end of partition any nearer. So I don't think Mr. Higgins should go.
Okay. Anthony's with us as well. Anthony, do you think Michael D. Higgins should, should row back and say, look, I've reflected on it, I've thought about it, I'm going to attend this event?
I think he should. because I think he's being a complete hypocrite, because we've had him as president and we've had Mary McAleese, and they've hosted banquets for the Queen and attended, and there was no problem. But now all of a sudden he seems to have a problem with Britain.
Well,
and
I don't
the Queen.
Know. I don't know if the problem is that Queen Elizabeth is going. I mean, he talked about. He said his sole reason for not attending the event is in relation to the title of the event, and he took issue as well with you know, he said they keep referring to me as the President of the Republic of Ireland. I'm the President of Ireland.
I just think it's hypocrisy, Andrea, to be quite honest with
okay.
you. I really think it's hypocrisy. I don't think if he felt that strongly about it and about a united Ireland and everything, and he wouldn't have gone to a banquet with the Queen, and neither would Mary McAleese, former President Mary McAleese. You know, I mean, we're trying to build bridges. We should be putting out olive branches, not snubbing people.
So you see it
you
as
know,
a snub, Anthony, you
we're
do.
Never going to get anywhere.
Okay. You do see it. I know Michael D. Higgins, when he was asked about this in Rome yesterday, he denied that, you know, he was snubbing the event with Queen Elizabeth. But you see it as a snub.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
And I think it's hypocrisy. Like I said, he can go to a banquet with the Queen, but he won't go to a religious ceremony.
Andrea.
Yes, John.
I think partition has put out thorn bushes rather than olive leaves. And I think it has done that everywhere. And it's the same here. It, you know, as I said, it's not, regardless of whether it's Mr. Higgins, you know, or anyone else, it's the main subject is the partition of Ireland.
Okay.
You know,
let me bring in Terry John as well. Terry is with us too. Terry, what do you think about this? Was Michael D. Higgins right not to go?
It's a very difficult one. And if I were in his position, I would like to actually be in his position, because on the one hand, we're supposed to be building bridges, you know, and trying to establish better relations. But then on the other hand, you know, the unionists up north, and I'm talking about the party now, not the people. They don't put themselves out very much to attend anything. In fact, they're quite, you know, they seem to have moved away from any connection north-south, if you know what I mean. And I believe, I don't know how true it is, but Geoffrey Donaldson's party is losing support, I've heard up north. Again, you know, I don't know if you know more about that mm-hmm. than I do.
Well,
but if that is the case, he's trying to get back support for his party by making this an issue. But what I wonder is, where was the invitation issued from? Was it from Buckingham Palace or was it from the Northern
Ireland?
No,
well,
Office?
it's just that the Queen has been invited to the event. It's not from, you know, from the Queen's office, if you like, if you want to call it that, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So they've both been invited
as guests. And to be fair, Michael D said, you know, the president said that the reason, his sole reason, he said yesterday, for not attending is down to the title. It's down to the title of this particular event, commemorating the partition.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's absolutely right then not to attend.
Okay. All right.
What other country where the state has been divided over the years, would that have happened? No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
All right. We could spend 3 more hours talking to people about this today. It is an absolutely huge topic, and a divisive topic as well, I have to say, for people. If our text line is anything to go by, 53106. Austin in Fermoy says, we mark unfortunate events all the time, and while this one is also the same, my problem is that the disrespect that's been shown to Michael D. Higgins's title and position, the Queen would not have accepted if the wrong terminology was used either, such as the Queen of England. Please fix the issue. And then I think we could potentially move on. 53106 is the number if you want to get in touch with us here on the News Talk text line today.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.